with a song that has no connection whatsoever with what we're going to be playing today. Happy Monday to you, and today our primary focus is car songs. For example, this song only reached number 76 in 1962, but it started the car song craze.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction,
409. 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Giddy up, 409.
keep
well,
it away.
Well, the girl's being standard cause she walks, looks and drives like an
you
ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Back to back. How do you like that, Sandy Gaither? We started out with a song that only reached number 76 in 1962 to a song that reached number 5 in 1964. Now this next song coming up was actually before any of the car craze stuff. It was a number 4 hit in 1958 for the Playmates.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Gear and we took off with gust. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. This one went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled out his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen from 1971. And now it's time for a backstory. There once was a duo. They were called the Opposites, and they were called that because one member was studying for the ministry and the other member was a private detective. Anyway, they get signed to a recording contract. Enter a producer named Terry Melcher, the son of Doris Day, and a guy who would later go on to fame as the producer for the Byrds and Power Veer and the Raiders, and was, yes, tied up inexplicably in the Charles Manson massacre. He asked a good friend of his, Bruce Johnson, if he would help out with his project, and the first thing they decided to do was to change the name of the band from the Opposites to the Ripcords. And on this song, Terry Melcher sings lead vocal, Bruce Johnson sings high harmony, and the other two guys? Faded into oblivion from 1963. It's the Ripcords.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra, with all your might. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra, with all your might. Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye.
Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra, with all your might. Spring little Cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra, with all your might.
Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut
'em
down.
Shut 'em down. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena. White gardenias.
Go, ready, go, ready, go, ready, go.
But
1964, and I should point out that the previous two songs, that one and Hey Little Cobra before that, both songs feature the Wrecking Crew, and that means my boy Hal Blaine was on the drums. Now this next song reached number four in 1964, and every time I hear it, I think of my hometown of Springfield, Vermont, and I think of a young girl named Mary, and she fell in love with a guy named Jim McMahon, and Jim had a GTO. I'm pretty sure what attracted her was him, not the car, but we've never been sure.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Python has got so many a style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drive them wild. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah.
Songs version of this medley. I could keep going all day long, but I got other things I need to get to. For example, it was on this date in 1960 that Johnny Burnett recorded this classic.
You're 16, you're beautiful beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine.
On this date in 1977, Mark Bolan of T-Rex was killed when a car driven by his girlfriend left the road and hit a tree. An investigation would later blame the accident on mechanical failure. Bolan was just weeks away from his 30th birthday.
The teeth of the hide.
this date in 2016, Jerry Corbett, our keyboard player and lead vocalist for Sugarloaf, passed away at the age of 68. His band is most often remembered for Green Eyed Lady in 1970 and this number 9 hit from 1975. Time for one more song, and before I play it, everybody say it with me now. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. Very well done. Thank you very much. On this date in 1963, this song was released by the Beatles on Swan Records in the United States, and despite the fact that it was number one in the UK, it was completely ignored. It did not become a hit until 1964, when the British invasion was well underway. Hope you enjoy it, hope you enjoy the music, and I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And what was that song?
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of. She told me what to say, yeah. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad.
You know you should be glad.